Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23, through chapter 3, verse 5. But refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these.
Gossip is often regarded as a relatively benign practice, especially when compared to bigger transgressions like murder or adultery. But in the Bible, in Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 31, God lists gossip alongside these sins. Nothing about gossip is harmless. Whether the talk is intentionally cruel or simply some idle musing, the target of the comments can be embarrassed or hurt. Even if the victim never learns of the chit-chat going on behind his or her back, gossip still has consequences. The people who spread idle talk to others reveal their inner thinking. In Matthew 12, verse 34, Jesus says, "For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart." A poisonous tongue is motivated by things like jealousy, resentment, or pride that resides in the heart. Gossip has the power to hurt feelings, destroy reputations and friendships, and divide churches and families. We should never participate in bringing such damage into anyone's life. So when we hear gossip, what should we do? God is the only one we should turn to. Ask Him both to protect those being gossiped about and to convict the gossiper. Then commit to praying for and loving everyone involved.